Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Uchter. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is hit by the pitch. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Uchter covering, for the out. Boggs moves to second. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman is hit by the pitch. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish fires to first and picks off Stapleton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gettman hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Stapleton. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brooken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brooken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark DeJohn now playing second base. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Uchter covering, for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gedman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.